Captain Mike Newsall, who's serving his last week as the Deputy Commissioner of Marine Operations, says the Coast Guard issued a no-sail order when the elevator broke down. Newsall says the elevator is the only way vehicles can get on and off the Kennecott in ports that lack a floating dock.
That allows vehicles that are on a fixed dock that doesn't vary with the tide to drive onto the elevator platform of the ship and then be lowered basically down into the hold of the ship. It spins on a turntable so they can drive up into the forward part of the ship, and then the reverse coming off, they drive back onto the elevator, are lifted up to whatever level the dock is based on the tide at that time, you know, up 3 floors or up 4 floors or whatever it might be to get level with the dock so that you can drive off.
The vehicle elevator is an unfamiliar sight for anyone who doesn't live in Yakutat, Kodiak, or the several other ports in the Marine Highway System that have fixed docks. The only other ferry with an elevator is the Tustamina. Newsall says you may have stood on the Kennecott's elevator and not realized it.
It's fairly well integrated into the ship. You wouldn't actually know that there's an elevator there because when it's stored, there's railings and you can walk around all the decks, and it's not like you're climbing across an elevator or a car elevator or anything. But it is, in fact, there, and it's set up and designed to work at those fixed dock locations.
The Marine Highway flew technicians to Yakutat to make the fix. Newsall hasn't learned the exact nature of the repair, except that it's expected to be permanent and require no further work. The Kennecott left Yakutat at about 11:30 p.m. last Wednesday, about 48 hours behind schedule, bound for Whittier across the Gulf of Alaska. Passengers directly affected by the delay have already been notified. People planning a trip on the Kennecott in the near future should check with the Alaska Marine Highway Central Reservations Office for updated schedule information. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.